What's up, guys? Welcome to Run It Back with Blair Bomber. If you don't already know, you should, but if you're new to this, which is, hey, welcome. But I'm the fucking guy, okay? I'm why you're here. Why do you guys watch Blair's podcast? I don't know. I don't like him that much. Okay, cool. Let's hate watch it. Although, hate watching is an underrated thing. Because sometimes you can just watch something and then be not invested into the product, but invested into the hatred of the product. I watched Hamilton. I understand it's awesome. Okay? I get it. But when people start singing, you lose me. I don't follow it that well. I need subtitles, but then I'm just watching the subtitles the entire time. And then I'm not learning anything, and the stuff is moving, and that one girl's super hot, and the other guy's, he's rapping, but like if you, I mean, you're rapping, but you're really just rhyming, which you're really just reading a poem, which makes you a poet, which doesn't make you that cool. Unpopular opinion. Probably lost at least 1 to 2 listeners by shitting on Hamilton. But if you're a guy who's like, oh my God, did you watch Hamilton? I don't know. You're probably a big West Hollywood guy. And that's an LA joke, baby! A quick shout out to... Thanks, Sarah and Isaac! Look at this new artwork. Check the artwork out. Look at that. Look at that. I don't know where I'm going to put it yet, because I don't know if it's going to... I can't put it low, because the chair will hit it. I can't put it high, because it'll cut off. I might try and find a way to stagger it behind the other guy. But just know that this guy is fucking... Look at that shit. Look at that. Look at that. I can't do that. I love art, dude. I love art because... gross. I love art because there's an appreciation for some shit you can't do. So I thought Hamilton was really impressive. I don't have to love it to appreciate how great it is. Okay? You know what I mean? It's like when you see a guy who's in a wheelchair and he's doing like one-arm pull-ups and you're like, holy shit, that's really impressive, but I don't want to watch it for an hour. Do you know what I mean? Is that mean? Okay, good for that guy. He's stronger than me. Also, fucking check this shit out. Some more artwork. That's my boy Scotty Scott. Scotty McScott Scott. Scotty McNote. Noty. Note Scott. Nope. That's Scott. How many guys in your life do you have that you refuse to call by their first name, and then when you do, it just feels weird? That's notable. But his first name is Scott, which is fucking lame. Whitest guy I know. Although he might be Native American on his, his wild side. Because that guy can... Some of the things... You know when you meet someone and you immediately, like, link up? Like your cocks are just pulling each other to each other. Not in a gay way, but they're just pulling each other because they want to just bump. They want to just bump. They want to connect. They want to... We would say docking, but that we know what that means. But they just want to, like, orbit each other. You know, like an Eskimo kiss. You know, Eskimo kisses, you just go, and your mouths are open, but they're not actually, lips aren't touching. It's like an Eskimo docking. It's like a snow dock. We're just orbiting each other's cocks, and that's kind of how our personalities feel. Was that too many metaphors? You better believe it. But God, it's hot as shit in LA, and you know what I did? I think you guys know what I did. I went in the sun. And I went in the sun for so long, that it, look, you can see my neck is the same color as the mic, and the mic's, what color is the mic, guys? If you don't know, and you're only on audio, first of all, thank you for listening to the audio. Second of all, get on YouTube, dog. Find me on Instagram. Find me on Instagram, and watch this shit. It's also, it's really good, because you can see all the crazy hand gestures that I make that don't really make any sense. But dude, I got so burnt. Because the sun here is different. Like when I'm back in Washington, you can go lay outside for a couple hours and you can, you know, no sunscreen. You can come away with a little bit of a burn. Here, it's like when you cook with a cast iron skillet. It gets way hotter. It's way heavier. And if you have to kill somebody, you want to use that and not the shitty one with the no stick inside. Those suck. All right. My brother uses those and they're the fucking worst. All right. Everything just sticks. They say it's not stick, but it sticks. What was that? What was that pan that was on those infomercials that they like melted marbles into them or something? Or like candies or Jolly Ranchers? They're like, look, it just wipes away. I'm going to call bullshit on that. Most of the infomercial shit was a huge lie. Do you remember those mitts? They were like the heat mitts that they say... Like, you can grab the sun and you're fine. Fucking bullshit. When I was working in that bar in Iowa, my guy Sam, Chef Sam, he was fucking legend. Great golf swing on that guy. Pretty good frisbee golf guy as well as dude. Guy could play a lot of golf stuff. We bought those things for the kitchen and he used them once. Like, they don't work for shit. He's like, they don't do anything. They do nothing. They don't do a single thing. They're pointless. That's not really how he sounds, but for the sake of me doing voices, that's how he sounds. If it were, like, that stuff, they try and sell it to you and they... Dude, if you're a sucker, you'll buy that shit. The only thing you would ever really, I'm going to say, justify buying from infomercial, it's got to be a sex toy. It's got to be a fleshlight or one of the million vibrators that women just... I mean, good for you guys. You guys have so many options. I haven't used a fleshlight personally, but at some point I will. At this point, I'm just kind of reserved to sticking a bike pump in my ass and just pumping it up a little bit. That's all I can really do these days. Shut up, Blair. We don't want to hear you talk about putting stuff in your ass. Yeah, but some people want to hear that. For the 1 to 2 people out there, they're like, please talk more about putting stuff in your butt. That one was for you. That one was not for Bonnie. Bonnie's not a fan of that one. I'm going to start texting my mom and say, hey, Mom, tell me how many minutes into the episode did you turn it off? Like, how far into it? What was the first thing that you were like, no more? Nope. Because she'll put the podcast on in the car with my stepdad, Dennis. And he's just, you know, he's an old school Montana guy. He's like, this kid's a fucking, nope. He's a $3 bill. We can't have him around. That's why I'm not invited to Montana anymore. Because I don't think I'd fit in. Even though I would. I mean, from the drinking standpoint, because they love getting fucked up in Montana and they hate social distancing. I hate social distancing, but I still do it. And I love boozing. Dude, the booze intake is through the roof, man. We're back pretty much to lockdown, not working. So I'm sipping brews at a steady, steady pace. But I fucked up because usually I like to buy bottles, right? I'm feeling fancy. Get a bottle of Bud Light, Modelo bottles. I've learned it's the only way to have them. You get the cans and they taste a little bit like south of the border piss. And I want either like deep Mexico piss, like the one like with a lot of culture, but not that border piss where it doesn't know if it's American or Mexican yet. It's a little bit of that fusion. That's what Modelo in a can tastes like. Do I still drink it? You better fucking believe I still drink it. I love it. I mean, I don't. I think we throw love around too much because it takes away from what it should mean. Like, my ex and I were out at a bar one time, and the place was crowded, and I felt bad for the server who was helping us at the bar. First of all, why are there servers at a bar? I mean, just go to the bar. We're idiots. That's what I get. But the server came up, and our order was, of course, a fucking nightmare because, you know, the person that I was with, God, she was such a sweetheart, but she could not order to save her goddamn life. One of your specials. Is that too sweet? I don't want it too sweet. But if that one, is it fresh fruit or is it like old frozen fruit? Is it blended or is it like on the rocks? I don't want rocks, but I don't want it blended. Can I have a little bit of both rocks blended and then add the beer with the salt on the rim? Thank you. That shit was a nightmare. So we ordered and I was like, fucking just get the order in. I just want my beer and my shot. I want everybody to leave me the fuck alone, okay? Leave me the fuck alone. And I was like, she's like, anything else? I'm like, no, we're good. Thank you. Love you. Thank you. Love you so much. Have a good... And my girl lost her mind. Oh, you love this bitch now? Oh, you love this bitch? Do you know her? Do you want to fuck this bitch? Answer was, yeah. I mean, I think I probably did. In that moment, yeah, my girlfriend was being an asshole. And the server was hot and I felt bad for her. So I had this empathetic feeling in my cock. And I was like, maybe me and my girl break up in 8 months later. And then I can see if you're still around. But she wasn't. I went back. She wasn't there. She quit. Moved on. Got a better job. Did you know that if you have, I think it's north of 30 alcoholic beverages in a week, gross, alcoholic beverages in a week, you are considered an alcoholic. So you know what that means for me? I'm just below the line, boys. 3 to 4, I probably have 2 to 3 a day. Not every day. Like today I might not drink, or I might have 8 beers and a margarita. I don't like to put breaks on early in my day. That's why I wake up, I have one beer for breakfast, and then I fast for 9 hours, and then I have 16 more beers, and then I live. Just trying to juke Bonnie, guys. Just trying to juke Bonnie. But I mean, I don't know, man. I mean, there's nothing else to do. I mean, I went to the beach, jumped in the water for the first time. First time I've been in the ocean, I think, since I was in high school. And even then, I don't know if that was the ocean. It might have been a lake. When you're a kid, you don't. He thought it was the ocean. It's just a lake. You know? But I went in the water. I enjoyed it. I enjoy going out there, and I like burning. I hiked the shorts a little bit too high, though. I hiked the shorts too high on the thighs and then brought it a little bit lower so my dick root was almost showing and the cum gutters were out. You know, like where your pelvis goes down and it's like pointing you. That they're just arrows down to your dick. Like, hey, can you suck my dick? My arrows are pointing right here. It's like if you're in a parking garage and it says, hey, if you want to get to Santa Monica Boulevard, you're going to go this way. If you want to go suck Blair's cock, you go that way. And then most women just go to Santa Monica Boulevard, but every now and then a guy will blow me. I'm going that way. I was talking to my friend today about, like, if you wanted to make money, like a bunch of money, you would just have someone you're seeing. And you have to be hot first. You can't just be, you know, the guy that works at 7-Eleven and the girl that works at Ralph's. You gotta be a little, oh, there are awesome babes at Ralph's, but it's few and far between. You know what I mean? The stereotypes are there for a reason. You get masks, don't show any tattoos, and you just fuck. And people love seeing real people fuck. They love it. Like, look, I'm into, like, porn stars if you're great, but I do know it's a production. And I do know that they shot that scene 17 different ways. I know that it's not. There's a reason the guy, like, pulls out, like, I'm gonna come, and then they cut, and then it's later on, because the guy couldn't come in that moment, because he had to come back and then get himself there, and then he had to go, roll the cameras, and then he would go. I know a lot about porn. But when you watch a couple that's real, like an amateur couple, and they go at it for some reason, it's almost more enjoyable. Because I'm like, oh, they're actually banging. Like, that's love. Not waitress in front of my ex-girlfriend love, but like the I love you, let's film my dick in your ass kind of love. That's how you get flagged, Blair. It's how you get flagged, saying a lot of fucking, a lot of dicks and asses. That's how you lose the fans you never had in the first place. Same friend, she told me that allegedly, I believe her, but there's a peeping Tom across the street in her building. Who, why? There's so much porn. There's so much, and it's free. Almost all of it is free. And none of the stuff on Pornhub is illegal. You can get in the dark web, get some weird shit, but we're not going to talk about that. I'm talking about the illegal porn. It's, and by the way, there's some stuff on there that you think should be illegal, and it's not, and it's appalling, and then you keep watching it anyway. You don't even finish. You're just like, whoa, I didn't know an asshole could stretch that far. And then you just keep watching. Man, I'm scaring away people now. If you're thinking about going on a date with me, don't listen to this. If you got this far, turn back around. Turn around, go back where you came from, and then just think of me in the light of someone who you would love to get Korean barbecue with, or Brazilian barbecue, or Jamaican barbecue, or any kind of barbecue. Just the place you want to get with me. That's what you want. So for that to happen, stop listening, erase your memory, cigarette burn that shit out, wipe it clean, and then look at me in the good light of a guy who's just a nice, wholesome dude who will make sweet, sweet love to you in the morning. And then at night, I'm going to get a little bit nasty because I probably have a couple beers in me. Let's go. Dude, whatever, man. Who gives a shit? No one cares. No one's listening. And if you are and you fucked me or you want to fuck me, I mean, you're not on here. Those women don't come here. They're smarter than that. Or they're, you know, they can't figure out Spotify. World's creakiest chair. I hate it. The problem is I shift and I move too much. What am I talking about? Oh, yeah. Peeping Tom. I mean, apparently someone in the building had their blinds down. People walk around naked. That's totally fine. Good for you. It's your space. Do what you will within reason. But dude, look, if you're living across the street and you're just going to be just looking, that's, it's okay to glance, okay? It's like when you see a big, fat, fake ass on Melrose. It's okay to glance. It's okay to glance. It's not cool to stare. It does happen, though. But it's super not cool to start beating your dick. Don't do that. That's what this fucking guy did, apparently. He just starts beating his cock. It's like, dude, just get on. Do less illegal shit. Can't do that. Don't pull the binoculars out like, I wonder if I can see your asshole. It's like, you can't, dude. You can't. You're going to see boobs. Boobs are cool. But just find them on Pornhub. What are you doing? Why are you peeping? Fuck off. Ugh. Those guys need, you know how they have those cock vices? It's like a vice grip for your cock where like at any time you start to get a little bit hard, it like jabs a needle in the tip of your dick. That's what that guy needs to be on, because you can't control yourself, apparently. Have better self-control. Okay? Do what I do. Drink 6 beers a day and say you have self-control on a podcast to 10 listeners. That's the way to do it. It's the only way, I think. I'm feeling giggly today, team. I'm feeling real giggly. Yep, squeaky chair. Squeaky fucking chair. All right, I do want to talk a little bit about... Talking a little bit about... Blair, you don't got to preface it. You can just go to the next thing. Kids got a point. So I'm on the apps. You know I'm on the apps. And here's what happens on the apps. I've spent enough time on there to know... To see, recognize trends. Okay, there are trends. So a big dead giveaway to when someone's not what they seem is when, for one, they have a couple pictures. Just a couple. And they're out of focus, blurry. You can tell they're older. It's like, who's got blurry photos? Did you pull it out of a newspaper? Like, why is it blurry? Right? Like, what do you think's going to happen? Why lie? You are who you are. So, I mean, put a good picture of yourself out there, yeah. But if you don't have 7 good pictures that aren't you lying about how you look, then, you know, maybe you shouldn't be on the app. Maybe you should go back into the hole that you came from. So this one girl, we matched on whatever. And I look at her pictures. And she seems, yeah, she's attractive. We matched, so there's a little bit of attraction there. Just on like the surface level. And I look more at her pictures and I'm like, okay, they're all a little bit inconsistent. And then only the consistent part is they look kind of out of focus and not true to be. So we talk and there's, you know, we vibe a little bit. And then what I do is I say, do you want to just upgrade this to like, I don't know, Instagram or something like that? I don't want to just ask for a number straight off because I feel like that's just you pressing a little bit. So I'll say Instagram. 2 reasons. 1, I don't want to message in the apps forever. I don't have the notifications all the way on. I do. But like, I have better notifications on IG. So, and I call it IG because I'm a fucking thug, dude. I can't help it. I'm the coolest fucking guy you know. I'm wearing a black t-shirt. I'm sweating through. I'm wearing this shirt because it's so goddamn hot in my room because I turn the AC off because the AC comes on. You can hear it and it's annoying as shit. So, you're welcome, Eric. Jake, one of the 7 Jakes, listens to this. It's the army of Jakes. That's what I'm going to call my listeners. What's up, Jakes? That works. That plays. My Jakeys? Nah, that's too close to D'Elia. And you can't be too close to D'Elia because he hangs out with people that may or may not be... Let that go. You guys fill in the blank on that one. I like him. I don't want to, you know, I don't know him at all, so I don't know why. I'm a fan. You know, you want people that you like their art to, you know, not be... You know, pedophiles. Anyway, so I'll say, hey, can we take it to Instagram? And then I'll be upfront. I'm like, look, we can talk on there, but I really just want to creep your photos. I'm very transparent when I'm talking. It's like, what do I have to hide? I'm just going to be me. All I know how to do is be me. I can't be anybody else. Okay. If I'm talking to you, it's like, let's just get to the point where I ask you if I can see your Instagram to make sure you're semi-real. And I go to this girl's Instagram and it's, dude, I'm sorry, but if you have, you just, they don't align. If the picture's here, the picture's there, that means that the way you probably look in real life is not going to be what we think. And that's not what you want, dude. You don't want to meet somebody and you want to go into meeting somebody thinking they're going to be one way or look a certain way. And they're not. It's jarring and it's kind of disrespectful. Like, imagine if I wore a hoodie and a hat in every picture on Instagram and you never saw that your boy was bald as shit And then you see me, and I roll in with no hat and no hood on, and I'm bald as shit, rocking the cul-de-sac and a dirty mustache. You'd be like, I didn't know that's how you looked. And I'd be like, well, you couldn't figure it out? No. I hid it from that person. The same way they're hiding the way they look. There was a girl I met years ago. We met up for drinks and roll in and looks nothing like the pictures. First of all, her chin was just gone. It was just like, not to make fun of anybody's overbite, but when you got an overbite, you got to let people know you got an overbite. Okay. I know you're doing the duck lips, and that's great. Women love duck lips. I love duck lips. They're great. They're good look. But you got to have other ones too. You got to say, hey, look, this is my face. You know what you can't hide when you meet someone? Your face. It's the first thing I'm going to see. It's the first thing I looked at when we matched, and it's the first thing I see when we hang out. I'm looking at your face, and then your ass, and then I'm working my way up to your tits. That's it. That's all I'm doing. So if one of those like is just not what you made me believe that they were, I feel like that's a little fucked up, right? My female listeners, let me know if that's, like, why, you know? Why lie? I know that most men, I know we're shallow as shit, but I don't like to feel misled. That's all it is. Look, I don't think I'm the hottest guy in the world. I mean, maybe top, you know, probably in the top million, right? There's 9 billion people there. Do you not think that I might be in the top million hottest guys? Come on. Actually, probably not. Shit. Fuck. No, definitely not, actually. Now I think about the numbers. There's probably a million hotter guys than me. Fuck. I mean, not a million guys with a better personality. Personality's fucking banging people. Come on. This is what you come for. This is the price of admission, even though it's free. I'm not going to make this free forever, guys. So you better get in now and show me your appreciation. Send me the love. Female listeners, if you're on the apps, tell me. Why do you do this? Why do you mislead with your pictures when you know we're going to see you? I get that it's all a game. Like most of Tinder and Hinge and Bumble and Grindr, those are all just games that we play. It's the swipe, 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 no swipe. We're playing God. I'm like, yes to you, no to you. And then you don't have any matches and you wonder why you were so picky. You see what I'm trying to talk about here, guys? I'm talking about alcoholism. And I feel like you guys aren't picking up on that. But I mean, this is where I probably am wrong, is match with a girl, we talk, exchange Instagrams. I don't feel like they were being honest about the way in which they look. You know, I feel a little bit misled. I feel like you're hiding something. And if I feel like that, I bail. I run away. We didn't make plans. I didn't cancel plans. I didn't stand you up. It was all just surface level. We went follow, looked at you, and I feel like you just weren't being all the way honest. And then so I get out of there. Is that fucked up? Female listeners. Danielle, I got one. I'm pretty sure I got one female listener. And that's Danielle and Olivia. Both of you let me know. Even though both of you guys, I think Olivia's married and Danielle, I don't know. I don't know what you do. I don't know if you're fucking. I don't know if you have a boyfriend or not. I hope you are, though. Don't you want people to be banging? Like, even like an ex. It's like, hey, if my girl and I break up, I know immediately. I'm be like, oh, man, I just didn't fuck anybody until I fuck somebody. But after a certain amount of time, you hope the next guy. Shut up! No, we yell in this house, okay? So don't think we're being disrespectful. This is how we talk to each other. We yell through closed doors, and we try and find out if breath mints are ours or somebody else's. But if they're here, they're probably ours. I don't know. What do you got? Hey, remember earlier, not earlier today, but like in the podcast before, I was talking about that show, the movie The Tax Collector, and how it looks dope, and how they're like mad at Shia LaBeouf for brown face, but it's not brown face, he's a white guy. Found out Shia LaBeouf's character has a big his character in the movie, big fat Danny Trejo, chest tattoo, woman's face, sombrero, it says Creeper, that's his name, get a better name. Across his stomach. Shia LaBeouf, he's kind of a method actor, if you don't know. And what that means is he's a fucking crazy person. He went and got this tattoo for real on his chest. Dude, that's forever.
You worked on this movie for 3 months. It comes out, it's going to exist, people will see it, or they won't, and then it'll never be talked about again at some point. And you got the tattoo on your chest, Shia! Come on, man! I want to root for you, dude. I was day one, even Stevens. Let's go. Even when you were getting crazy and getting knocked out in front of bars, and he did that weird thing where he did like an art piece where he went to this art museum and it was all, and there's a private area where he would just sat or stood somewhere. And what he did was, see, this is how crazy this guy is. I'm going to tell you this story, and it'll make the real tattoo for a fake character make a lot more sense. He was in this art house, right? And there was this big line. And people could go in there, and they would get, like, 5 minutes alone with him. The catch is, he won't speak to you or talk or do anything. He'll do nothing in the name of art. Alrighty. If you're saying anything in the name of art, it's like, I'm a comic. I tell jokes. It is an art form. But you'll never catch me going, in the name of my art. And it's like, fucking, I don't know. Just bookmark this, and then you'll see it at some point. You'll be like, well, Blair, you did say this is for your art. Okay, for the art, for the artist. What's up, Jakes? But apparently, there's a big line. It was in, like, Italy or, I don't know, Detroit. Same place, right? So what he does is, people come up there and they can just like take a picture with him, probably. They can look at him, and that's kind of weird. But it's private, right? You go to like a private like little room. What allegedly happened was this couple came in together and raped him. Now, I don't care what your art is. It should not be that. If your art is, hey, I'm going to stand alone in this room and guys, have fun. If you touch me in a weird way, art's over. The art's over, guys. Time to throw hands at your face. Who wants a headbutt? I'm handing out headbutts like for free, even though you paid to get in here. So I'm handing out headbutts for like the price of admission, which is probably $15 to $75, whatever the fuck Shia LaBeouf charges to have people come in there and try to sexually assault him. A couple came in there. Now, if it's two guys, that's like seems more brutal, but a guy and a girl, what happened? And apparently he stays so committed to that art piece, he didn't let it happen, didn't do anything. And the kicker is his girlfriend was like in line. She was like seven people behind, like, hey, is it my turn? I want to see my boyfriend Shia. Meanwhile, this couple's like, good luck with this. Who's up next? Could you imagine? What are you doing, dude? These child actors don't end up, they don't end up well, okay? Things don't go well for them. By the way, I don't even know if, I might have made that whole story up. I'm pretty sure I made that whole story up. I don't know, look it up, fact check it for me. Someone Google that, Shia LaBeouf sexually assaulted at an art house that he was hosting in a private room when his girlfriend was in line. I might have just read that in a dream on Yahoo.com. That's where I find most of my news is on Yahoo. Yahoo! Why get that tattoo? Why get it? Who gets it? I mean, look, getting a tattoo ironically, hilarious. Getting it unironically for something fake? You know? It's like if you got a John McClane tattoo and said, this is my favorite real person who's ever lived. Like, yeah, the best guy who ever lived was him, John McClane. Like, hey, you know he's not right, right? Not right, right? You know he's not real, right? Yeah, he's not real. And you think he's real. The problem is not the tattoo. It's the reason for the tattoo. Okay? If Shia LaBeouf just wanted to get a tattoo on his chest, so be it. You chose that. You're named Shia. You're Shia more than you are this other guy named Creeper. But now you have that on you forever. I hope it's not real, dude. I hope it's just all bullshit. I hope he didn't get that done. I'd be so much happier if he just didn't do that. You know, just when you start rooting for someone, you know, just when you're about to be full, hey, I'm on that guy's team. They get a fucking stupid chest tattoo, or they email 16-year-olds asking them about sex in Toronto. What are you going to do? Talking about Drake or Chris D'Elia? I mean, either one, dude. Both those guys. A little bit sketchy. I don't know. How'd you guys feel about that one? It's hot as shit in here. I'm sweating. Your boy is sweating and I'm sunburnt. And I'm actually scared to shower because what it is, I'll shower, it'll hurt. And then I don't want it to peel, so I have to just lotion up everything immediately. Who wants to help? Anybody? Anybody want to come help me lotion up a little bit? Who's in? Dude, your own wife doesn't want to do that for you. Like, my own girlfriend back in the day wouldn't want to put lotion on my back. I'm not going to find somebody at random via podcast. Hey, Blair, can I put lotion on your legs? It's a joke. It's a joke. But yes, you can, actually. Now that it was your decision, please, I need your help. I can't reach the back of my thighs. Thank you. Ow, why did I do that? The thighs are tender right now, team. The thighs are not looking great. But what can you do? All right. How do we feel? We did it. 30 minutes. 31 minutes. It might have been a one-taker, guys. I'm getting better. I'm telling you, it's getting better, right? Less dead time. Less ums. Less likes. Less talking to myself. Like referencing talking to myself. Like, Blair, just go to the next thing. You know, I don't need to do all that. But you can still get to the end. All right, we did it. Cool. We're feeling good? How we feeling, Sarah? Hell yeah. She said yes. You didn't hear it, but she said, I love the podcast. Everybody go rate, review, and subscribe. Rate, review, and subscribe, you fucks. Episode 94. Mild success. All right, I'm out of here. Eat shit. Love you. Whatever. I mean, not whatever. Love you, waitress, who I wanted to have sex with. But I didn't because you went on to a bigger, better things, probably as a kid by now. All right, cool. We're good? Let's fuck off. I'm fucking off. Eat shit.